How can a biblical mindset help us when we face suffering and trials and tribulations? Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen, and this is Grace in Focus, a program from the Grace Evangelical Society. Today, we're going to discuss the C word, cancer. So Bob and Sean are going to offer some encouragement on what to do when we face trials and suffering. So here's Bob and Sean with our Grace in Focus discussion for today.
All right, welcome to Grace in Focus Radio. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, I'm Bob Wilkin.
How many months ago? 2 months ago, maybe, at this point?
Well, it was December 19th that Sharon had surgery for a large ovarian cyst about the size of a football.
All right. And we talked a little bit about in a previous podcast radio show how you guys as Christians, as believers, were handling this process. And now I believe Sharon just completed her third round of chemo.
Right. Initially, when she was in the hospital, and by the way, it was supposed to be a 3-hour surgery. Complications made it a 9-hour surgery. Mm-hmm. So that in itself was a big trial.
And it wasn't supposed to be a cancer surgery.
It wasn't. It was supposed to be benign. All the tests before indicated everything looked good. Unfortunately, when they got in, they found out there was cancer. So she was initially told while she was in the hospital that it might be 6 chemo treatments, 3 weeks apart. Then, when we met with the doctor before the first chemo treatment, she decided that it would probably be 3 because everything had gone well. She had found no cancer in any of the lymph nodes. There was no indication of cancer on the CAT scans, anything like that. So, after the second chemo, they have a test called the CA125 that's for cancer markers. And instead of going down, it went up. And that is a scary thing. So Sharon just today had her third chemo. And these are long. They're different types of chemo, I've learned over the course of this experience. Some people, it's like 30 minutes. Some people, it's just oral medication. For Sharon's, it's like 5 hours long, 4 hours for 2 different types of chemo. Now they've added in a third one because of this higher cancer marker test. So basically we're concerned, but we're thankful to God because we know Sharon has everlasting life. We know that she'll be better off if she goes to be with the Lord. And Sharon said this before the surgery. She said it multiple times after the surgery. She's not afraid of dying, and she would love to go be with the Lord and with her parents. And so that's not the issue, but I'm really not ready for Sharon to go. And I'm hopeful that God intends for her to stay for many more years. And the prospects are still very good, but you have a lot of uncertainty when you get into this sort of thing because it's in God's hands. It's really not in the doctor's hands, and it's certainly not in our hands.
Right. And whenever I've seen Sharon through this process, I mean, she's just been so upbeat. Like, there's just no way you would know, other than by her hair, that she's going through this kind of like edge of death type process. And you can just see the difference it makes in being a believer, at least for her, that she's like, oh, yeah, if I get to see Jesus tomorrow, I'd be really happy about it.
Right.
I mean, honestly, she's not just saying that because it's like the pious thing to say. She's genuinely like not concerned. She's like, I'm ready to see him tomorrow. That'd be great.
Exactly. You know? But for me, that part of it's good, but the frustrating part of it is she's so upbeat that she doesn't rest much.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I mean, she went on a trip with college friends, believers, from when she was at Arkansas State University, and they gathered for a week, and this was a few days after her first chemo.
Which was just a couple weeks after or a few weeks after having major internal surgery.
Exactly. And I was like, do you really need to go for this week-long trip? Isn't it going to tire you out? And she was like, no, this gives me something to look forward to. Well, guess what? She had her third chemo today. Tomorrow, She's leaving on an 8-hour drive to go with her best friend. It was her maid of honor in our wedding 42 years ago. And she's going for a family reunion with her family to this kind of neat resort and everything. And this is a beautiful thing her family's done, giving her this place to stay and letting her take part in it. And I think she will rest up. And her friend is an RN, so she'll be able to give her good care if Sharon needs anything. But Sharon is so upbeat and so optimistic that it's like, I just wish she'd rest a little bit more.
right, absolutely, yeah. So we've been talking about, you know, how to apply Bible doctrine, how to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, how that happens, not in a legalistic way. It happens in a way that the Word of God transforms you, you know, from the mind down, you might say. I mean, I've been seeing you guys kind of go through this process. Every day of life is a test of this. But going through something like this is a major test of living the Christian life. So, Bob, what are some of the things that you've learned, especially in the last couple months, about having the Word of God transform our thinking about things so that it transforms our behavior?
Well, one thing I've seen is that I'm capable of handling more than I thought I could.
Mm.
I was confident that Sharon could handle this sort of thing because Sharon's just always been very upbeat about everything. But I wasn't so sure about me. Just sitting in the surgery area for 9 hours, normally that would drive me absolutely nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord had some friends come over. David and Linda Renfro came. Mike and Letitia Lee came. They even brought a meal for all of us, so we were able to sit there and eat. And so I wasn't by myself for 9 hours. I had friends there. I had people.
Right.
And that was so comforting to have other believers. And that's another thing. All through this last several months, we've had Christian friends coming over and helping.
I mean, constantly.
Always.
Week after week, which has been good, but I know it's also been a problem at times because you want Sharon to rest from all these things.
Well, plus we've had lots and lots of house guests. My nephew, my niece, one of her sisters, her other sister and her husband, and then that same sister came again by herself.
Who all came to support Sharon.
They all came to support Sharon.
They weren't just visiting as house guests.
No, and now Marguerite, Sharon's best friend, they've all been here and they've all been very, very helpful. But that too, to some degree, is stressful because even though they're helping and they're doing everything, at some point I long for just some me time. And so it's been kind of this interesting mix. But yes, I've seen that I'm able to handle this. Sharon's able to handle this. And God has given extra grace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to talk like that, but yeah. I'm seeing it happen.
Yeah. What I liked about what you just said is we've been going through a series in 1 John, or we've been recording them. I don't know when those are going to be available. And what John talks about is what is essential to the Christian life. He's writing to this community or these elders in the church is that you need to love one another. You know, that's not like an option in the abundant Christian life for growing to spiritual maturity. Loving one another is almost the definition of spiritual maturity. It comes pretty close to in John in that first epistle. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing normal, just everyday Christians showing everyday kindness and loving you and Sharon and being there for you guys.
Absolutely. And I can't tell you how many cards and letters Sharon has gotten, how many emails, how many texts. She gets calls from all kinds of people from our church, from friends, Christian friends around the country. And so all of this has been very uplifting and very encouraging. I don't know, when we go for these cancer treatments, I kind of feel like it's almost like I'm looking at this outside my own body. Because it's like I'm there, I'm participating in it. But on the other hand, I have a kind of a perspective on it that I didn't think I would have had. Knowing that Sharon has a glorified body waiting.
Right.
And her knowing that she has a glorified body waiting makes it to where it's not absolutely essential that she's healed from this. That's
right.
What we want, and that's what we think is going to happen.
Right.
But if the Lord chooses to take her, well, God is good.
Well, I think that's one of the things that the Bible does for us. When you're going through trials and tribulations and all you have is your own perspective, your problems, you're kind of looking at it from the ground up, and your problems can seem extremely big and surrounding you and just overwhelming. But when you have a biblical perspective, that puts your trials in perspective. It kind of almost gives you a bird's eye view, or really a God's eye view of your situation. And that it puts that makes your problem seem, okay, it's not as big in light of eternity and, you know, in light of God's sovereignty. You know, yeah, cancer is horrible. It's the worst of the worst. Losing a spouse or potentially losing a spouse, there's probably very few trials on earth that are greater than that. And yet, knowing that your spouse is a believer, there's nothing really that bad that can happen to you, because the next step is eternity with Jesus, and that's like the best thing ever.
Right. It'd be good for her. For me, it'd be bad.
Very bad.
But for her, I get that. And at least for me, I would not grieve as those who have no hope. Mm. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 18. I'd grieve as those who know that we'll be reunited one day soon. And but I don't want to be melancholy here. I really think she's going to be healed, and right, I expect a full recovery, and hopefully Sharon's going to live, you know, another 20 or 30 years. She's 64. She could easily live into her 90s, although she's funny. She's like, I'd like to live to be about 85 or 80, 79, 80. Yeah. I'm like, well, your mother lived longer than that. Your grandmother lived longer than that. And she's like, well, I'd be happy if the Lord gives me another 10 or 15 years. So I'm like, I don't think it works that way, does it? We don't tell the Lord, okay, I want to go at this point, and I want to go in my sleep, and I want, you know.
Yeah, we can offer suggestions, I guess, but he's not taking requests necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, we'll check in another few weeks to see how this has progressed, but if you guys are interested in learning more about this, please sign up for our blog. In our daily blog, we talk about all kinds of things, biblical topics, theological topics, what we're reading, what's happening in our life, kind of going through this kind of cancer. Is it just one of those things that we might go through? I think you'd really enjoy it.
Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we focus on grace.
Thank you, Dr. Bob and Sean, for that great discussion. What an encouragement to hear how a biblical mindset can help in these kinds of sufferings. I'd like to thank you, the listener, for joining us today. But before we go, I'd like to tell you about some of the resources that we have available for free on our website. If you go to faithalone.org, that's faithalone.org, you can get a free subscription to our print magazine called Grace in Focus. We also have podcasts of previous episodes of this show, and you can sign up to receive notifications when new blog posts go live. Maybe you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation. You can do that through the website as well. Finally, if you're interested in contacting us, we'd love to hear from listeners. Our email is radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Well, I'm excited to tell you that tomorrow's broadcast will begin a new series, leading up to Easter. So join us for that. It's going to really encourage you. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until tomorrow, let's keep grace in focus.